Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A dense fog advisory continues until noon today. Slight chance for drizzle with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 43. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Treasurer's Office has announced that there is still hundreds of millions of dollars worth of unclaimed property around the state and is reminding individuals to make sure that you don't have a piece of that pie. As KSNC News reports, according to the State Treasurer's Office, they say the unclaimed property is mostly consisting of money on their website, but can include financial assets that have yet to been claimed by their owner. As according to Treasurer Stephen Johnson, he said, quote, typically unclaimed property is generated when people lose or fail to cash a check or forget to alert their bank or stockholder when they move. Any company or organization that writes checks, drafts, or warrants has the potential to possess the unclaimed property. They see right now more than $600 million is unclaimed in the state, and you can go to the state treasurer's website to see if any of that is yours. In other news, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas has partnered with Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen to introduce new legislation that would change how supplemental security income, or SSI, may be calculated to help individuals with disabilities.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit approval.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has announced which lakes across the state of Kansas that have been restocked for trout going into the 2025 fishing season. As according to the KDWP, they say more than 30 different bodies of water, including lakes and reservoirs around the state, have been participating in the new trout program, with fish coming from the state agency from local community stockings around Kansas. According to the KDWP, they say in the northeastern portion of the state of Kansas, Fort Riley Moon Lake, Fort Riley Cameron Springs, Tuttle Creek Willow Lake, Eisenhower State Park Pond, the Clinton State Park Lake Harry, the Harrington Father Padilla Pond, Shawnee County Lake, Holton Elkhorn Lake, and Atchison City Lake have all been stocked. In northwest Kansas, the Webster Reservoir Stilling Basin, the Glen Elder State Park Pond, the Canopolis Seep Stream, and the Colby Villa High. In south central Kansas, El Dorado State Park River Area, the Wichita O.J. Watson Park Pond, the Cedric County Park, and the Hutchinson Carey Park Pond have been stocked with the trout.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen spent most of the holiday season in the hospital after being bucked from a horse, where he ended up breaking 7 ribs and 1 vertebrae. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the reports of the injuries were reported on Monday this week, with adjacent to the University of Nebraska Medical Center saying that the broken ribs also led to a partially collapsed lung, as Pillen had suffered a, quote, minor fracture to a vertebrae in his lower back and minor kidney injuries as well, according to the trauma surgeons at the hospital. During the time of the hours-long surgeries that he had taken place with the injuries and was incapacitated, Lieutenant Governor Joe Kelly had served as governor. His doctors say they were pleased with the governor suffering no injuries to his head, neck, or spine that are common with many horseback riding related falls. The power of the governorship has officially been transferred back to him, as according to the doctors, they say that he's already been walking laps. That is very impressive, saying, quote, he's a tough guy, and that shows with the ways that he's recovering so far.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council at Monday's meeting unanimously approved two grants for Marysville Police, a $32,000 state intervention grant would fund officer travel for out-of-state training in Illinois and Georgia, and local firearm safety classes with firearm safes to be given to participants. 150 firearm safes valued at $100 would be included. Another $40,000 grant would fund purchase of a second drug analyzer, which would be the same as which was purchased by the city a year ago. A food truck ordinance was adopted, which spells out rules and regulations for operation within city limits. And a youth advisory committee was officially established with guidelines for initial setup, which is planned this next school year. This would involve teens with nominations from Marysville High School. Discussion was continued regarding ordinances 1891 and 1900 and clarification. The city attorney has been occupied as city prosecutor and had not had time for review, but did urge legal counsel consideration before changes are made. Consistency in how certain upper-level department administration reports either to council or city administrator are among topics. That matter was tabled as a new city administrator was appointed later in the meeting. Council approved Luke Sunderland of Sabetha as city attorney, replacing Aaron Westbrook, who has taken the role of city prosecutor in addition to his practice. Mackenzie Maddox was reappointed to the Convention and Tourism Committee. A 3% cost of living raise was approved for city employees effective in January. It was reported the water bill deliveries were delayed again in December by the post office, resulting in some late payments. Mayor Todd Fry spoke of a significant increase in city water, sewer, and storm sewer bills upcoming, with January bills, which is included in an outline on the City of Marysville website.
I think there's a lot of confusion and concern, you know, misunderstanding about how we got in the situation where we had to be here. I know that there's been some confusion about the stormwater utility, especially a lot of folks think stormwater equals storm sewer, and although storm sewer is part of a stormwater system, it's not just storm sewers. Basically, it's tough to explain, I guess, but you know, really any water that falls on the surface has to go somewhere. So whether there's a storm sewer there or a ditch or a ponding area, or whether it's engineered or needs to be engineered, it all falls under that utility. And that's only going to be an increasing problem as we build more. I mean, it's a problem that comes with success, I guess. But as we build out more, have more buildings, more roofs, it's going to be more and more an issue. So regardless of whether there's an actual storm sewer or curb or ditch or whatever, that water's got to go somewhere. So we're trying to get ahead of making sure we aren't doing damage and we're protecting people's property and investments. And you know, be ready to do your best to explain that and the rate increases as well.
Marysville Mayor Todd Fry. Beatrice Fire Department responded to a house fire early Wednesday morning at 804 North 11th Street. A back porch fire apparently started with a charcoal smoker, spreading to a second floor and attic area of the home. A lone occupant escaped safely and no injuries were reported, with that structure declared a total loss. River Valley Extension District offices, including Washington, remain closed through Wednesday, January 1st, and will reopen Thursday, January 2nd. Marcella L. Reith, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral Mass Friday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30, visitation at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover, burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Marcella Reith.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Are you feeling under the weather? Did you get a cut that needs quick care or need a same-day appointment? At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we're here for you, Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is Crystal Lease, and we're ready to offer you personalized care, even if we're not your primary provider. Call us today or search us online. Personalized medical care you can rely on with Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some fog and drizzle are possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. Some drizzle may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More fog and drizzle are possible throughout the day Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Still staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Some sunshine still throughout Sunday, warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. There will be a chance for some rain showers as we head into Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and more rain showers may continue throughout Monday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s, then partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. And more sunshine Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 66, the average low 20 and the record low minus 6. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:11. A misty, foggy overcast this hour with 37 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 26th of December. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, honey, did you remember to look into our family's Marketplace health insurance coverage for 2025?
Marketplace insurance? Isn't that still Obamacare?
It is, but each year we need to review our plan to make sure we're getting the best coverage at the lowest price for our family.
I heard open enrollment closes January 15th, so let's get on top of that.
If this sounds like your life, you're not the only one. Reed Insurance of Marysville is here to find the best coverage for your situation. With life and work changes, it's time to look at your 2025 coverage. Contact Reed Insurance in Marysville today at 785-727-4655 and find your coverage your way.
In the AFC after throttling Pittsburgh. Mahomes to Kelce for history.
Chiefs up 12, 12:44 to go in the game. Ball at the Steeler. 12-yard line. Mahomes will throw again. Right side with a little bit of room. Slings it sidearm into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A historic touchdown for Travis Kelce. His 77th touchdown reception. An all-time Kansas City Chiefs record. Eclipsing the great Tony Gonzalez.
96.5 The Fan. Chiefs win 29-10. The Ravens capitalizing on the Steelers' loss to take control of the AFC North. Lamar Jackson becoming the NFL's leading rushing quarterback all time. Ravens smother the Texans 31-2. Amazing day of basketball. Lakers, Warriors, vintage Curry to tie the game.
Wiggins, as Draymond will screen now for Curry. To Curry. Oh. Curry gets an open three. Look, it's on the way. Tie game! Tie game! There might be one more gift left under the tree. 17 points in the fourth. A great screen by Draymond. And Curry nails it.
Yeah, there wasn't. 95-7 the game. Curry, 38 points. Nails 8 threes. 6 seconds to go. In steps Austin Reeves.
James using the screen. He's covered. Reeves has it. 5 seconds to go. Reeves on the drive. Inside Lamb. He banks it in. With 1 second remaining. No timeouts. Here comes Curry. Launches a three-quarters court. Oh, off the mark. And the Lakers win a thriller. Austin Reeves with a brilliant game. A triple-double in the game winner.
That's Mike Breen on ABC. Lakers 115, Warriors 113.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Lux from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus, heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, it's back to work for investors this morning. After the Dow Jones, the S&P and NASDAQ composite posted gains on Christmas Eve, futures for the three major indexes were pointing to losses to start this day after Christmas. Oil prices have edged upward on hopes of more stimulus from the Chinese government. Brent crude futures finished the day about a third of a percent higher. Prepare for higher car prices in the coming year. A third of all cars priced under $30,000 are built in Mexico, and that country and Canada both produce auto parts. President-elect Trump has promised steep tariffs on products from both countries after he's inaugurated. And the bald eagle, prominently featured on American paper money and coins, has at last earned a title that most people thought it already had. Congress in 1782 named the bald eagle the national emblem, but only this week did it become the national bird. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell here on this Thursday day of trade, we return to a normal day of trade after the Christmas national holiday yesterday, and of course an abbreviated day of trade back on Tuesday. So let's swing it back to Tuesday and get you a quick recap of how things finished up there. As we did see a mostly mixed finish, that's pretty normal for the day before a national holiday. Minimal movement and generally two-sided trade is what we saw pretty much across the board. That includes the grains, oil seeds, and the livestock. We did see a little bit of pressure added in the livestock, especially at the later portions of the day on Tuesday. December live cattle dropped 17 down to 190.80. February is down 7 cents at 187.37, though the later contracts did see some higher figures. January feeder cattle down 75 to 255.85. March to $255 per hundredweight. That was a dollar lower. And generally lower for the hogs as well. February lean hogs actually unchanged back on Tuesday to 84.37. April down 45 at 89.17. Again, normally we look to the overnight pre-trade session, but without movement from yesterday, we are, again, just going to give you a quick recap of how things settled back on Tuesday, right around the noon hour. It was a generally mixed day. The wheat market did see some lower figures. March Kansas City wheat dropped all the way down to 543 and three quarters. May down to 551 and three quarters cent. Oats were also a bit weaker. March oats to 332 and a half. Slightly higher for both corn and soybeans. March corn up to 448 and a half, with May up to 455 a bushel. Soybeans also a few cents higher. January soybeans up to 975 and a quarter. March to 981 and a quarter cent. Soybean meal was also higher to 292.90. However, soy oil did see a bit of weakness. January down to 39.84. Cotton was also weaker. March cotton down to 68.78. Taking a look at the metals this morning, gold's up an additional 850 to 26.2850. Silver's up 3 cents at $30.01 per ounce. And the dollar index up 1 point to 108.035.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The champion meat judging title for 2024 belongs to K-State's meat judging team, coached by Travis O'Quinn. Team members committed many hours to meat judging to prepare themselves for contest. K-State meat judging team member Reese Gear breaks down what practice looked like.
So it's a lot of long hours in beef packing plants and a lot of long hours in the Weber Meat Lab here on campus prepping for Denver. Those were some 12-hour days spent up at Nebraska Beef. Kind of towards the end of the year, they were only 8 to 10-hour days. But it's a week leading up. We practice every Saturday from 5 in the morning to mid-afternoon. And then the days we're in the packing plant, those are from 5:30 to normally around 4:30-ish with a nice hour lunch break. And it's judging all different, the cuts and the carcasses and applying what we've learned. Travis has some really good rules to follow, and so it's applying those rules and practicing the different classes to make sure we have everything ready for the contest.
She explains a typical contest day.
So we wake up super early. Some mornings we're like 4:30, but the contest starts at 6 a.m. and you go in and you judge your first 5 sets of classes, and those are the classes you write reasons on. You also do specifications, which is where you have to call defects on certain cuts of meat. And then you write your reasons and get to have lunch, which is kind of a chill period. But normally that morning's pretty stressful, but Travis says that the afternoon is actually the witching hour where winning teams become losing teams and losing teams become winning teams. So really for me, the afternoon was the most stressful part because there are so many points wrapped up in that afternoon and you really have to have your head focused. And so that includes the yield grading, and then you do the pricing class, which is where you have to call defects on beef carcasses and assign price values to like the carcass. And you can lose a lot of points. So different highs and lows throughout the day, but it was quite the experience, and contest days were always stressful, but very rewarding in the end.
Gear says what the feelings were as the K-State meat judging team was named national champions.
This was the first time since 1992 that K-State had won, and definitely we didn't think it was in the cards for us. So it was really emotional, but overall I was super, super excited and very grateful for the opportunity.
That was Kansas State University meat judging team member Reese Gear on the work that went into them being recognized as the top team. Learn more about K-State meat judging at www.asi.k-state.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're closed for Christmas. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. They will kick off the new year with a sale next Thursday, January 2nd. Upwards of 2,000 head of early consignments already listed. They're available on the website at marysvillelivestock.com. And again, a reminder, no sale today. Upcoming sales begin Thursday, January 2nd.
Some of the best winter fun is on a frozen lake or pond. How thick does the ice need to be for safety? We will share a few guidelines today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had 2 masses on her brain. She is the single mother of 4 beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 26th, the 361st day of the year. Baseball greats Carlton Fisk and Ozzie Smith were both born on this day, and the jazz classic St. Louis Blues was recorded by W.C. Handy on this day in 1939. Pond hockey, ice fishing, and leisure skating are great winter fun, but the dangers can't be underestimated. How do you know if it's safe? Here's a thumbnail safety guide. For one person on foot, 3 inches is the minimum safe thickness. For a group in a single file, 4 inches. A passenger car or light truck will need 8 inches of support, and an 8-ton truck will need a foot of ice or more. We recommend getting advice from lakeside businesses or your local parks department. And of course, never put your safety at risk if you're not sure. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Misty and foggy this morning. 37 degrees. Seasonal highs, middle 40s on tap for today. Then a little bit above seasonal highs, ranging in the low to mid 50s into the weekend.
The Kansas City Chiefs wrapped up 3 games in 11 days, and they won all 3 to clinch the AFC. The Chiefs will get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, plus a bye week after beating the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday 29-10. Mahomes had 320 yards throwing the football and 3 touchdowns. Kansas City does have 1 final regular season game coming up January 5th against the Denver Broncos. Also yesterday in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens get a big win over the Houston Texans 31-2. Lamar Jackson breaks Michael Vick's rushing record in yesterday's game. After a day off, college football gets back underway today. There are 3 bowl games scheduled, including the Kansas State Wildcats. They will take on Rutgers in the Rate Bowl out in Phoenix. That game kicks off at 4:30 this afternoon. This past weekend, college football had its first round of playoff games for the top 12. How did it do compared to the NFL, who also played on Saturday? Next, that's sports. I'm Doug Downs.
The Wildcats.
It is good! He got it!
The Scarlet Knights.
Oh, he lost the ball! K-State got it!
It's the Rate Bowl, live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, this Thursday.
He's at the 20, 10-5 touchdown, Jack Fabris.
Bowl coverage starts at 2:30 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.